Oh, do please be seated. Let me pray. Jesus says, whoever hears my words and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. So, Father God, we pray that we'd not only hear your word this morning, but know what it means to put it into practice. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, regardless of what you think about Donald Trump, it's fair to say that Donald Trump has bequeathed certain important things to the world. By no means just a proliferation of red baseball caps. You may now be familiar with the idea of fake news, something that Donald Trump has made very, very famous. Quite often when he's interviewed, he'll refuse to take questions from certain news agencies saying that they are responsible for creating and proliferating fake news. And maybe you yourself have experienced fake news. What exactly is fake news? Well, fake news is news which tells us the story we want to hear. Fake news is facts forced into an ideology, forced into a conspiracy, forced into an attractive story that we want to believe, that proves all that we ultimately already believe. Fake news is designed to sell space for advertising on the internet, so it's often wildly sensationalist to the point of departing from the truth. In fact, that's what it does. Fake news distances us from the truth. It dulls us towards the need to discern what is true and what is not, so that we cease to care about truth. That is what fake news is. And there's plenty of fake news about the church. Fake news which can be incredibly discouraging at times. That's not to say that these stories have no truth in them, but that the stories are told to sell a particular viewpoint of the church, one often based in an ideology, one often based in a vested interest against the church. Fake news about the church can often be very, very damaging to us as Christians. There's about three different main types of fake news stories about the church. You'll be familiar with all of these. There's the nasty vicar, nasty Christians story. This is quite a popular one. A story about perhaps a vicar who refuses to baptize some child, maybe. Stories in the media which are all about Christians infighting, how much Christians hate each other. That's one type of story, the nasty vicar, nasty Christians story. I'm sure you recognize that and have seen it time and time again. There's the oddballs doing odd things in church story. This is the kind of story that tells us that Christians are very, very odd. They like to do bizarre things. They have arguments about bizarre things. This is the way the church is often represented in comedy. Things like the Vicar of Dibley. So when you think of the church in popular media, you think of the church as containing very strange people, not like ourselves. Containing very strange people we wouldn't want to be like. There's the oddballs doing odd things story about the church. And there's also the declining church story. The kind of stories that over and over again want to tell us that Christianity is on its way out. Of course, these stories are nothing new, are they? They're as old as time itself. Types of fake news about the church. And of course, they can be very discouraging for Christians because they make us think, well, Christianity isn't really working. If Christians can be very nasty, and that's what they're generally like, the media tells me, then maybe it's not worthwhile being a Christian. If the church is just an odd place full of odd people, maybe I don't really belong here. If the church is in terminal decline, maybe I don't belong here either. Maybe it's true that the church isn't really working. Of course, it's great. It's a good thing. Sometimes despair of the church. After all, it's a human institution. Gets things wrong all the time. But these stories make us despair of Jesus himself on the promises of the kingdom. Jesus promises that the kingdom will grow, but when we look at the church and read about the church in the media, it seems that the opposite is true. It's not working, we think to ourselves. And that's exactly what the parables of Matthew chapter 13 are to help us understand. When things seem like they're not working, Jesus tells us these parables to give us the correct picture of what's really going on. And in today's gospel reading, we've got two little pictures of what the kingdom of God is really like. The kingdom of heaven, another word for the kingdom of God, living under God's authority, living as a follower of Jesus for Jesus' priorities and Jesus' concerns. It's like a mustard seed, ever so tiny. Perhaps, like me, you've had this experience. We've been away for the last week, and you come back home and open up the fridge, and there's not a lot left in the fridge. But one thing that's always there is the jar of whole grain mustard. It's lovely stuff, isn't it? But you never quite finish the jar, do you? Of course, try and fish around in a jar of whole grain mustard to fish out one mustard seed. It's almost impossible, isn't it? Because they're so tiny. And yet, if you were to plant one, it would grow into a reasonable sized bush, a bush of such size, Jesus says, that birds would make their nests in it, greater than all other herbs and shrubs in the garden, says Jesus. Well, the kingdom of God might seem tiny and insignificant. It might seem that it's on its way out, that it's withering, that it's dying. But that's not the true picture. Because the true picture, Jesus says, is one of incredible and unstoppable growth. The kingdom of God is something that will grow. That might not be our experience here in the West, but that is the picture across the globe. He told another parable, the kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Every Friday afternoon at the vicarage we have pizza nights where we make our own pizzas, and part of that is making our own pizza dough. And of course you start with a very small amount of ingredients. We put it in a huge mixing bowl and buy, after a couple of hours, in the airing cupboard, usually with a nice tea towel over the top, the whole bowl is filled with dough. It's incredible stuff. Yeast, it multiplies, and it multiplies. And that's what Jesus says is the picture of the kingdom, the true picture. Well, lots of the fake news stories about the church can be easily undone just with a little bit of experience of a local church. The story that vicars are nasty and that churches are generally nasty is easily countered by a visit to an actual local church where you can meet perfectly nice, well-meaning, well-intentioned and good people. It's clearly not true, that story. The story that the church is full of oddballs doing odd things, again, can be easily countered by an actual visit to an actual church. You'll meet people just like you, people you could be friends with, people you might learn from, easily countered. The story of the declining church, though, is much harder to counter. It seems true to our experience here in the West, but it's not true globally. Globally, the church is growing and growing and growing. It's true to say that the church has never been as big as it is today in the 21st century. If you need the proof of that, look at the case of Christianity in China. 100 years ago, there were some 15,000 Christians in China. Now, after decades of communist persecution, the demolition of churches, Christianity being illegal except in certain prescribed government-sponsored churches, there are now 100 million Christians in China. So much so that some experts imagine that the future of China is a Christian future. We've already got to the stage where evangelists from South Korea are coming to this nation to reintroduce us to the message of Jesus Christ. The biggest churches in the world are in that nation, South Korea. To say that the church is in decline is like saying that mining doesn't happen anymore. It's true to say, isn't it, that mining doesn't really happen in this country. I've never been to a working mine. Perhaps you haven't either, certainly not in recent years. But to say that mining doesn't happen anymore is absurd, because the global picture of mining, of course, is very, very strong. There are nations whose entire GDP is based upon mining. It exists, it's thriving, it's growing, it's a vital force in the world. So to say that the church is declining is as ridiculous as to say that mining doesn't happen anymore. It may be true in one local area, but it's not true globally, far from it. Never has the truth of Jesus' parable seemed clearer. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The truth about the church, the truth about the kingdom, is quite the opposite of the fake news story. The truth is that the kingdom is growing, and it will continue to grow and grow and grow, says Jesus. We mustn't be discouraged. We mustn't be gullible about what we read in the media. Jesus says, let anyone with ears to hear listen. Amen.